Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today we're going to be correcting some mistakes together. So I've done one of these already as one of the podcasts and a few of you liked it and asked if I could do some more. So I'm going to give you a few more sentences now, but the sentences all have mistakes. So I have 5 sentences for you and in total there are 12 mistakes in these sentences. So can you find them all? Okay, so here is number 1. My brother is really good in sport. Much more better than me. Last year, he won a gold medal in gymnastics. Okay, let's hear that again. My brother is really good in sport. Much more better than me. Last year, he won a gold medal in gymnastics. Okay, so what I'll do is for each sentence, I will give you some time to think about it, maybe to write it down if you want, and then at the end of the podcast, I'll give you the answers. So here's number 2. I'm sometimes going to cinema, but I prefer go to the theatre. I'm sometimes going to cinema, but I prefer go to the theatre. Number 3. I slept when the noise woke up me. I slept when the noise woke up me. Number 4. London is so multicultural city. My best friend's parents are from Greece and my brother-in-law is from French. Let's hear number 4 again. London is so multicultural city. My best friend's parents are from Greece and my brother-in-law is from French. And number 5. I am living in London since 2 years. I am living in London since 2 years. Okay, so now if you'd like some time to think about those, then pause the podcast and then I will give you the answers. Okay, so number 1, the original sentence. My brother is really good in sport. Much more better than me. Last year, he won a gold medal in gymnastics. Okay, so in this, there are 3 mistakes. The first one, my brother is really good at sport. This is one of the most common mistakes I hear. Good in something or bad in something. That is incorrect. It should be good or bad at something. So my brother is really good at sport, much more better than me. Well, in this case, we don't need to say more. We never say more better. We only use more with long adjectives like more beautiful or more brilliant, but not with the word better. So just much better than me. And last year he won a gold medal. So the past tense of win is won, W-O-N. Number 2, I'm sometimes going to cinema, but I prefer go to the theatre. Well, first of all, this original sentence is in the present continuous. I'm going to cinema. But actually, it should be the present simple because of the word sometimes. When we speak about a regular action, then we need to use the present simple. So with sometimes, that indicates that it is a regular action. So it should be, I sometimes go. And not to cinema, but to the cinema. When we talk about public places, like the cinema or the cafe or the gym, then we say, I'm going to the cafe or I'm going to the gym or I'm going to the bank. In this case, I'm going to the cinema. And then the rest, but I prefer to go to the theatre. Or also you could say, I prefer going to the theatre. both of these are correct. So the correct sentence in full, I sometimes go to the cinema, but I prefer to go, or I prefer going, to the theatre. Number three, I slept when the noise woke me up. Well, in this example, I use the past simple, I slept, but actually this is a long action which is interrupted by a short action. And when you have a long action, it should be the past continuous. So it should be, I was sleeping when the noise, and then here in the original, it woke up me. But the me has to go in between the verb, woke, and the preposition, up, of this phrasal verb, woke me up. When you have a phrasal verb with an object pronoun, like me or him or her or us, that object pronoun must go in between the verb and the preposition. So the full correct sentence is, I was sleeping when the noise woke me up. Next, London is so multicultural city. My best friend's parents are from Greece and my brother-in-law is from French. Okay, two mistakes here. First of all, you can't say so multicultural city. You could say London is so multicultural, but because we have a noun, the word city, we have to use a different word. We can never say so with a noun. So the word we're looking for here is such. London is such, but we also need a. London is such a multicultural city. When we use a singular noun, we need to say such a. If it's a plural, then we say such by itself. So London is such a multicultural city. My best friend's parents are from Greece, and my brother-in-law is from French. Well, French is not the country, it's the nationality. So my brother-in-law is French, or my brother-in-law is from France. France is the country, French is the nationality. And the final one, number five. I am living in London since 2 years. Two mistakes here to find. So in the original sentence, it's the present continuous, I am living. But we're talking about an action that started in the past and continues into the present. So we should use the present perfect or the present perfect continuous. I have lived or I have been living in London, and not since 2 years, but for 2 years. We use since when we are referring to a specific point in the past. Since 2018, since February. But if we talk about a duration of time, 10 minutes, 3 weeks, 2 years, then we have to use for. And note as well, we don't say during. So not I have been living in London during 2 years, but I have been living or I have lived in London for 2 years. Okay, so 12 mistakes in total. How many did you find? Anywhere above 4 or 5 is pretty good. If you got 7 or 8 or more, then that is very, very good. And if you got 12, well, that's outstanding. So well done. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful and interesting. And if you have any ideas about future podcasts, or you're interested in taking Skype classes online with me, you can find all my contact information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.